Welcome to another episode of Yala Rocks. Today, we have Lisa Jean here to talk to us about creating a practice. As a busy mom of three, Lisa Jean realized that very few dancers actually teach us how to practice or how to fit time into our busy schedules to do so. And I am so on board with this episode. It's one of the reasons we've created so many of the resources we have around here at the Belly Dance Bundle. Lisa chats with you today about getting specific on your dance goals, finding the time to practice, and how one big shift in how you structure your practice time can make a huge difference. She'll go a little bit into how to take bits and pieces from workshops into smaller, more compact practices that are easier to fit into your day. And of course, the most important thing, having fun along the way. You can learn more about Lisa Jean and her work by following her on social and checking out her site. Links to all of those cool places can be found on the podcast page at thebellydancebundle.com/105.
Hello, Sparklies. This is Lisa Jean here, and I am going to talk to you a little bit today about practicing, learning to practice and teaching others how to practice efficiently and effectively has become one of my passions. So let me tell you a little bit about myself. So I've been dancing off and on since I was pretty young. I went to college at Kansas State University, and while I was there, I got my degree in dance. And mostly I focused on modern dance and choreography and did a lot of work with improv. But it was interesting because all through my dance experience, through there, teachers were always saying, and when you practice, make sure you work on this in your practice. Make sure you're practicing. But no one ever really taught me how to practice. It wasn't something that was taught. And it was through college that I took a belly dancing class with a friend, and it just sort of snowballed. And then I phased out of modern dance and dove into belly dance. I've been belly dancing for over 20 years now, and I've been teaching at over 10 of those probably. Let's not get too precise with the numbers here. But even through all of my belly dance education, once again, no one ever taught about practicing. So when I was in college, I would practice. I would get to reserve a studio. That was a great luxury. Get this great big studio. I could go in there for an hour. And looking back on it, I didn't get anything done. Like, I fiddled around. I mean, I did a lot of like, well, this feels good. Okay. Or a teacher told me I should work on this. So here's this one movement. And there was a lot of, you know, taking notes. And this was before checking phones. So I wasn't even checking my phone. If you want to date me a little bit there. So looking back on it, I had this awesome luxury of this beautiful studio, and I really didn't use it to its full potential. So as I got more into belly dance and got out of the college scene, I didn't have a studio anymore, and I was starting to work full time and teach and study and all of that stuff. So my time was much more limited, and I didn't have the space. So then when I would practice, I would find time in the evening. I'd push the furniture back in the living room, and I always ran into this, like, well, what do I practice? Okay, what am I, you know, I know I'm supposed to practice, but I don't know what to do. So I ended up just creating choreographies for the sake of giving me something to do, because since in my modern dance studies, that was mostly what I did was choreography. So I just choreographed. And once again, it wasn't the most efficient use of my time. But I didn't really know what else to do. So I liked choreographing. So that's what I did. Then I got married in that spell. And then my husband and I, we moved out to San Diego. So I'm from Kansas. And we moved to San Diego because he got a job with the Navy out there. And when we moved, I was 2-3 months pregnant with my first child. And so we decided, cost of childcare and everything, I decided not to go back to work. And I decided I was going to stay home and raise the kids. God bless him, he was kind of colicky, so it was a little bit challenging. And I had some severe postpartum depression. That was something that I really struggled with. And finally, I realized I needed to get back to dancing. Like, that would make me feel better. And I knew I needed to do movement and just physical exercise. And dance was my favorite thing to do. I knew it would help me get back into my body after having a baby. And it would just, I needed to dance. But once again, trying to practice was crazy because I didn't know how to practice. I didn't know what to do. I hadn't been taking classes for a while. I wasn't teaching. I didn't have a need to do choreographies, and I just didn't know where to start. So I kind of was just trying to do things. And, you know, I couldn't carve out an hour of each day because I'm home with this toddler whom I love. I love my child. But yeah, if you've raised small children, it's hard to find that time to yourself to really practice. And so that was kind of what spurred me to start diving into this. Well, how do I practice? How can I work belly dance into my everyday, busy, crazy life and actually get something done effectively? So in the process of figuring all this out, I had two more kids. So now I've got three. We've moved back to Kansas. Finally, I'm figuring this out. And I decided that this was my passion. This was what I want to share with people because no one's teaching it. And since I seem to have found something that has worked really well for me, I want to share it and help other people. So my practice philosophy is your practices have to be super focused and short. Now you can do long practices. Long practices are great, but you don't have to make every practice a long practice. Literally, sometimes it's like a minute long. Sometimes it's, I do pliés while I brush my teeth. I am doing a shimmy in the kitchen. I am reviewing choreographies on the sidelines of the soccer field. Short practices. But the kicker is that you have to be super, super focused on what you want to practice. So what I like to do is usually about the beginning of the month, I sit down. And actually, for my belly dance practice club that I have a worksheet for my members to fill out that actually helps them with this. I sit down, I think, okay, what is my goal? I come up with no more than three goals. I usually try to stick with about one or two, but depending on it, sometimes it's three. So like one of my goals for this month is I need to finish some choreographies for my students. Also, one of my goals is to work on my gaze, where my focus is, because I've noticed I tend to kind of dance and just kind of gaze into the ether as opposed to like focusing on the audience, looking at certain people, looking at certain places. So that's something that I specifically am working on. And I'm also working with slowing my movements down, but not just slowing them down, getting them to still be very purposeful and juicy and full while they're slow. So those are my three very specific goals. And you got to get specific with it. If your goal is just, well, I want to be a better dancer, that doesn't really help a lot, right? We got to get real crystal clear on what it is that is going to make you a better dancer. When you figure out what your goal is, then you need to get really specific on what you're going to do to achieve that goal. So for creating choreographies, that one's pretty self-explanatory. I just got to create the choreographies. I've got the music picked out. I just need to find the chunks of time to sit down and do the thing. And sometimes that's all it is. When working with my gaze, I can work that in with my choreographies. When I do a warm-up, I don't just warm up and think about my body. I'm doing all of that and thinking, where am I looking? I'm going to look out. I'm going to look in, left, right. If I'm turning this way, I'll look over here. I get very specific with where my gaze is when I'm doing very basic, mundane things. So that way, when I get into doing fancier, more complex things, it's a little easier for me to think about where am I looking with my dance. And the slow, controlled movements, I like to do real short drills. I will put on one song, a slow, slinky song, and I pick out a handful of movements. Not very many, but I like to do more than one because I like to work with that transition of going between different moves. I'll come up with two or three moves that I'm going to use, turn on a song, and I will try to dance slow and purposefully to that song, making the transition smooth, being very purposeful with my movements. So this is how I practice. I find my goal. I get very specific on what the goal is, and then I come up with very clear things of what I am going to do to improve, to work towards that goal. And I like to write it out because if I don't write it down, it doesn't exist. That's just how my brain functions. I have so many notebooks full of all the different things because I have to brain dump. I have to get it out of my head. So once I have my plan, the next thing I do is I sit down and I go, okay, how many times a week am I going to practice? My minimum goal is three, and I like to shoot for five. And when I say practice, that doesn't mean that I'm going to practice for an hour. I give myself, really, I have found for myself 20 to 30 minutes is a pretty good sweet spot for me. If I'm choreographing, it depends. Sometimes 20 minutes and my brain is mush. Sometimes I can go 40 minutes or an hour. But to be honest, with three kids, their ages are 12, 8, and 4, almost 5, life is busy. We got all kinds of things we got to go to, homework we got to do. It's really hard to find an hour just to dedicate to dance, but it's easy to find pockets of time. So one of my overall things is to work on lower body strength, because with belly dancing, we work a lot with our core, we work a lot with our arms. And so to help with my lower body a little bit, I do pliés every time I brush my teeth, because I know that I'm going to brush my teeth twice a day. So twice a day, I get a handful of pliés in to work those legs and the booty. I know that's happening. When my little one has her quiet time in the afternoon, the first thing I do is I put her down, I come down into my office, I turn on some music, and I do my slow movement drill, and then I work on a little bit of choreography. That's just a habit. And sometimes, you know, it doesn't happen every day. You know, there's stuff happens, life happens. I don't beat myself up about it. But if my goal is for three to five, I can hit three, right? Because I don't have to dance for an hour. I can dance for 5 minutes and check it off my list. Don't be intimidated by this idea that, well, my practice has to look like a class. Because usually we go to class for an hour to 90 minutes. There's a warm-up. There's, you know, this a very set structure to the way classes are set. And that's great. That works wonderfully. But that doesn't always work in our regular lives. And that's okay. But if you get really specific on what you're working towards and get those drills figured out ahead of time, when you have, you're like, oh, hey, I've got 10 minutes. I can do something right now. You don't have to stop and think about, oh, what am I going to do? You've already written it out. You already know in your brain, hey, here's this list of like five things that I can work on right now. Boom, let's do it. And pulling from my modern dance background, I have learned that there is so much more to dancing than just learning the moves, right? Like as belly dancers, we tend to be move collectors, kind of like kids collecting Pokemon cards, right? We got to have them all. We want to take the workshops and get the new moves, get the new combos, get the new choreographies. And we think if we just get all the moves, then we will be a better dancer. And new moves are great, but what we really need are to perfect and hone and refine those basic moves that we already know. And so I've been working on developing ways to practice those basic movements that will help everyone. And because, okay, so my style of dance is I'm a fusion dancer is really what I am. My background came from modern dance, and then I got more into Egyptian, and then I don't like rules, so I tend to fall more into the Egyptian category because I like to play around with all kinds of things. But I wanted to create a form of practicing that works for all dance styles. So, you know, because basically a hip lift is a hip lift, right? It doesn't matter what style you do, right? Snake arms are snake arms. We have various variations. We have ways that we dress them up to make them look like different styles. But at the end of the day, a shoulder roll is a shoulder roll. An undulation is an undulation. It's all relatively the same thing. So I've been working on how to create these practice components that can help you. So in my class for the belly dance bundle called High Definition Hips, we are going to take an hour to work on skills, drills, exercises to help get your hips moving powerfully and large, because that's a big part of creating accent moves, right? Is we need the power, we need it to be strong, but we also need the moves to be big. A lot of times I think in the belly dance world, we get really focused on just the power side of it. Oh, we got to build our muscles, strength drills, which is great, but we need that range of motion as well. So in my class, High Definition Hips, we're going to be doing some belly dance moves. We're going to be doing a little bit of Pilates. I'm going to be pulling in a little bit of my bar fitness training. Yep, I've got bar fitness training. I'm going to be pulling in some good old standard Western fitness stuff, although I will never do burpees. I hate burpees. Death to burpees. There will never be burpees in my class. Ever. Hate them. So in my class, you'll be able to get lots of drills. Even though I'm stringing it together as one big class, you can pull out your favorite drills, the ones you know to work on, and you can squeeze them into your own practice whenever you need to. And the end of the practice, we will do a nice juicy stretch, because that's always important to stretch our muscles out. It helps us cool down. It helps us get centered, kind of clears our mind a little bit. And if you do a nice stretch after you've done a workout, your muscles are already warm, so you're ready to stretch a little bit deeper. And after you work out, we build up lactic acid in our system, right? And that's what makes our muscles sore. So if we stretch really good when we're done, that helps to flush that lactic acid out of our system so we're not so stiff the next day. So if you're interested in checking out a belly dance practice for high definition hips that will work for any style of dancer at any level, because I love to give lots of modifications. If you've got any kind of ankle, knee, hip, back injuries, don't worry, we can work around it. That is what I'm all about, is making things work for you. And we're gonna have a good time, because why did you start belly dancing in the first place? Because it was fun, right? So the point of this is we're gonna practice, we're gonna polish our technique, we're gonna get stronger, we're gonna get more flexible, but most importantly, we're gonna have fun, because at the end of the day, that's what keeps us going, right? Because belly dancing should be fun. If you'd like to follow more of me, you can find me on both Instagram and Facebook at Lisa Jean Belly Dance, and my website is lisajeanbellydance.com. And be sure to look out for my workshop that's coming up in the 2023 Belly Dance Bundle. Thanks, everyone.